Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Today we're talking about how prevention is the best cure. My guest is Razi Ann Berry. She is the host and publisher of the award-winning journal Naturopathic Doctor News and Reviews, the International Journal of Naturopathic Medicine, and preventive health resource Naturopath. Her personal journey from illness to health was the catalyst to her interest in naturopathic medicine and her career change. She has spent the last decade educating people to live healthier, more purposeful lives through publications that bring together leaders in natural medicine, as well as empowering millions of people to embrace the philosophy that prevention is the best cure. In today's interview, Razi shares her powerful story and what we can learn from her experience and how prevention, addressing the root cause and understanding the healing properties of nature, are key to optimal health and a vibrant life. So please enjoy this interview.
Razi, it's great to have you on my show.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Dr. Kate.
Absolutely. So I want to start off with your story, because I know you have quite a story of a personal journey that led to you to what you're doing now.
Absolutely. I definitely stumbled upon naturopathic medicine, but it was a life changer for me. About 15 years ago, I was single, working, really active. I had my whole future ahead of me, and I became very ill. I started getting these body pains that nobody could really diagnose. So I would get just terrible pains in my body. That back then, fibromyalgia wasn't really recognized as an illness by most conventional medical doctors. And I was getting daily migraines, and the fatigue, Dr. Cates, was so extreme that I remember one time I was living in an apartment at the time. I crawled across the apartment to go to the bathroom. Like I felt like a wind up doll that needed to be wound. It was affecting my relationship. It was affecting my work. And I just went from doctor to doctor trying to find the answer, because when they would just prescribe something for pain or something to help me sleep, because that was a big piece of it too. I wasn't sleeping well. I just wanted to heal. I didn't want to just cover everything up with pills that made me feel worse. So I found myself at this multidisciplinary clinic that is really famous. I won't name it for this team approach to medicine. And I was really disappointed. It was basically just a whole team of doctors telling me that it was basically in my head, because a neurologist would only look at my migraines and they'd say, there's no tumor, there's no demyelination. You just have headaches, go on this antidepressant. And then a gastrointestinal doctor would say, your GI problems and your stomach pain has nothing to do with your headaches. And they really weren't working together. They were just separately prescribing me just buckets of medication. So finally, I went to a rheumatologist because the pain was so severe. And her answer was for me to go on disability. And here I was in my early mid-20s, and that is not the life sentence that I wanted for myself. So 15 years ago, there wasn't as much on the internet. You couldn't go to thespadoctor.com and learn about this. So I was at libraries and reading books, and I found an integrative medicine clinic. I had to go out of state, and that was a start. At least they listened to me. They believed my symptoms. But it was still sort of just, instead of prescribing medication, they were prescribing supplements. It still wasn't really getting to the cause. So when I came back home from that, I had to find someone that would continue that care. And I found naturopathic medicine, because here in Arizona where I live is the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. And it was the first time that a doctor actually spent time with me, asking me questions about my sleeping habits, my work, my lifestyle, what I ate. It was amazing. And things just shifted almost immediately.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's a fantastic story. So what, how did you feel about that? What was that experience like?
It was, it was kind of infuriating and empowering. So I was just angry that I had spent so much time and wasted so much time and even resources just trying to figure out for myself instead of the doctors doing that for me. And it was also really empowering because naturopathic medicine taught me that your doctor is a teacher, right? Docere. The naturopathic doctor spends time educating you about your lifestyle habits and the way your body actually works. I mean, we don't really learn how our body works. And when you have a doctor that teaches you that, it becomes a responsibility to take better care of yourself. And it also becomes very empowering because now I'm in control instead of just being at the mercy of a medication or a 7-minute office visit from, a conventional doctor.
Right. I think that you make such a great point about it being empowering. And I think that medicine is really changing because those days of the doctor and the white coat just telling you, you're going to do this, no questions asked, this is your plan, do this, go home, that's it. Those days are ending because that's not what people want anymore. They want to be involved in their health. They want to be involved in their healthcare plan for the most part. Some people just like to be told what to do, but I think most people like to be involved. They like to learn. They want to be a part of it. And I see it so much because I have patients come in with stacks of magazines or printed things from the internet or books and bags of supplements because they've been doing research on their own and they want that information. They want to take charge of their health. So I really applaud you for learning that. And I'm sorry you had to go through that journey to get there, but it sounds like it took you to a good place.
It did. And I think you're absolutely right. It's changing and people are more educated and more informed. But I feel like that the rise of this patient knowledge is happening faster than the healthcare system is changing. That's what I love about naturopathic medicine and other forms of alternative medicine is that it kind of operates outside of a broken system. I read, and it's not just the patients that are frustrated. There was a survey done in 2008 and it was something like only 6% of 12,000 physicians that were surveyed said their morale was positive. And less than 40% of doctors surveyed said that they would become a physician again. I mean, the managed care system and the insurance model really dictates how a doctor practices medicine. And so for the patients to be able to find avenues outside of that is really empowering. And I think that is what's going to drive things further. And that's why I do the work that I do.
Yeah. And so you've shared with me, you've got 5 tenets of naturopathic medicine from a patient's perspective. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I never knew about the tenets. And the first one is one that all doctors, whether you're a naturopathic physician or an MD or DO, it's an oath that they take and it's first do no harm. And it's easy to surmise what that means from a doctor's point of view, right? And I think that quote was attributed to Hippocrates, that it's like the therapeutic order. You start with the least invasive, the least harmful approach to help treat a person's illness and to treat the whole person. But as a patient, I have kind of learned to do that into my own life, right? Because we're busy. We have kids or jobs or both, busy schedules. And I try, as somebody who is a patient of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, there's no such thing as perfect health. So I have my days or times in my life where I don't feel excellent, right? I really feel good all the time, but there are times of stress or like recently when my father passed away that you kind of feel that, right? And so the first do no harm tenet is something I always come back to, that you have to treat yourself gently. Part of self-love is loving yourself enough to make the right choices. It might not be the most convenient choice, but it's the healthiest choice. The next one is find and treat the cause. And you really need a good healthcare practitioner like a naturopathic doctor to help you do this. But again, it's really easy. For instance, I'm a parent, and when your child has a fever and you're exhausted, maybe the easy thing to do is give them something to take down the fever so everybody can get some sleep. But we know that, fever is your body's way of strengthening itself and combating illness. And so for me, that's an example. find and treat the cause. You let the fever do its work. And just to kind of, instead of just charging through, you have to really listen to the subtleness of your body and help and understand why. Maybe you're not sleeping as well. Maybe you're saying yes to too many people or to too many projects. Maybe you're not eating as mindfully. And I think those are ways that a patient can incorporate that tenet as well. The next one is treat the whole person. And I know that you focus a lot on this in your work because you know, as a spa doctor, skin is something that's really important, but you don't just treat their outside of their skin, right? You look their whole body systems to make that happen. And as patients, it's important that we do that also. We look at how our whole body is connected and to move through life, understanding that our emotions and our thoughts and the people we surround ourselves with and relationships we're in and our job. An example for me is I struggled with infertility for 6 years. I had 5 miscarriages in a 6-year period, and it was, they were at different stages. So it was very traumatic. And naturopathic medicine had helped me a lot, but I still was not able to, keep a pregnancy. And my naturopathic doctor had said to me, "What is it that you need to let go of to make room for this baby?" And it was really the career that I was in, and so sometimes to look at yourself as a whole person, you have to ask those tough questions. And that was really a big one for me, learning to look at myself as a whole being.
So you had a career that was super stressful, or what was it about your career that was an issue? Because I don't want everybody to go out and quit their job.
Right.
Unless they really need to.
It was very stressful, and it was contributing to my fibromyalgia in ways I didn't realize at the time. So I was working in the cosmetics industry, which you know a lot about, and I was exposed to a lot of toxins, and I was in sales as a sales rep. But then I moved into new construction sales and real estate, and it was high pressure, high sales, in Phoenix, where the real estate market was just booming. So it was just nonstop. But on top of that, I was surrounded by chemicals. I had just chemical exposure all around me, from the off-gassing of different materials that are in new home construction, paints, solvents, new carpet glues. And then in the sales office too, everything had to look pristine. So there were air fresheners, plugged in every outlet. And, so that was really lucrative. And I had started slowly putting everything together to start the journal Naturopathic Doctor News and Review. And I was so afraid to let go of this job that was secure and very stressful, but I was making really great money at the time. And I let go of that. I just decided what I want to do is to empower naturopathic doctors, teach people about naturopathic medicine. And it was a terrifying risk to quit that job. But I did. And I got pregnant like a couple months later and had,
Wow. And so that was probably a combination then of the balance in your hormones from not being so stressed out.
Yes.
That was probably a big part of it. And then also, as you mentioned, the environmental toxins that you were exposed to may have been impacting your fertility and impacting your hormones as well. And then making it difficult for you to get pregnant. And so when you just eliminated that excess exposure of those toxins, both emotional and environmental, then you were able to be in a healthier place, because you were probably already, because you were seeing a naturopathic physician, you were probably eating a healthy diet, and you were doing a lot of things to support your health overall, but you needed to remove that burden of both emotional and environmental toxins to let your body truly heal.
Absolutely. You're right. And as a naturopathic doctor, you see this all the time, but that was just so new to me. I didn't really understand. And what you're saying is sometimes in naturopathic medicine is remove the obstacle to cure, right? And sometimes it takes, people outside of you to help you see what those obstacles are. And that goes, back to the physician as teacher. And to take that, from a patient's point of view, it's finding the right team I had to learn to like how to fire a doctor, you know, if they don't allow room for hope and they aren't open to your ideas and things that you want as a patient, which naturopathic doctors are excellent at, you know, they really are your partner. You have to know when to, you know, when to let go, when to prune the bush so the roses can bloom.
Yeah, absolutely. So to speak. Absolutely. Fantastic.
My favorite tenet is the healing power of nature. And, you know, I grew up in a suburb. I didn't go to the beach in the summers. I didn't ski in the winter. I was in a chlorinated pool and in a backyard with a lot of concrete. And probably the most beautiful thing I got from this journey to naturopathic medicine is really knowing that you can connect with nature, whether you're in a city or in the country. You don't have to, you know, buy a farm and become a homesteader, you know. So I bring nature into my life through gardening and making, you know, herbs and salves and learning about how my body works and teaching my children that. And your body has such wisdom. And I really learned this from naturopathic medicine, you know, the vis, that vital force inside every living being that, you know, in science, we call it homeostasis, right? You know, your cells are striving for health. And if we get out of the way and connect to nature, it's amazing. Like I just, you know, the whole earthing movement and grounding is kind of a trend now. But Dr. Susanna Cirenko, who is, you know, a beloved naturopathic elder in the community, she has written a lot about this and how, you know, the earth has free electrons that are unbound. And then when we connect to the earth, they act as antioxidants in our body. And that is just amazing. It's like a scientific understanding of why it feels so good to go skiing or go camping or just to be out in your garden.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. And I love that you're going through these naturopathic tenets, because I don't think we've ever really discussed these on my podcast before, going through them one at a time. And just so people are aware, this is when we go to naturopathic medical school, when I attended and when other naturopathic doctors attend the accredited naturopathic medical schools, this is something we learn from the very beginning. In our first year, we're taught naturopathic philosophy and what the core tenets of naturopathic medicine are. And they really are beautiful. As you're going through these, I'm just reminded of the beauty of this and how as naturopathic physicians, we really incorporate these in our practice every day and in our lives. So, I mean, I do, and I love that you're talking about it from a patient's perspective, but as a naturopathic doctor myself, I also use these in my day-to-day life as with my kids and my own life. So I think it's great that you're going through these and, you know, the healing power of nature, for example. I think that's so key. And I these are so instilled in me because of going through 4 years of naturopathic medical school and them always talking about our principles. And every time we have a naturopathic American Association Naturopathic Physicians Conference, these are brought up. And so when I was in working in spas and dermatologists were telling me and estheticians were saying, oh, well, you know, natural skincare products don't work. I thought, well, how is that possible? Because we know of the healing powers of nature. I know that from being a naturopathic physician. So how is it that natural skincare products can't be effective? And that's what led me to create my own skincare product. So again, this is another example of how I took one of these principles and applied it in a different way, not just with my own patients, but to help create a product.
Yes. And you really hit the nail on the head because it's inside of you. It's your philosophy. It was ingrained in you in medical school, probably part of the reason why you chose naturopathic medical school. And it's your operating system. It's not just giving vitamins instead of drugs. It is a very profound philosophy that is only in naturopathic medicine. I'm not saying that other alternative healthcare forms and practitioners aren't great, but this is just, you know, everything's different. A cardiologist is different from this, a Reiki master, a massage therapist. I mean, there's room for all sorts of things. It's like a symphony of beautiful health, but naturopathic medicine is just distinct in this way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree. I have friends that are doctors of all different types, and they're all fantastic. I think they're all important, and we need cardiologists, we need dermatologists, we need gynecologists, we need all of them. And my hope is that we start working together more to have work as a team approach in helping patients rather than only working on one aspect. I think it's important to work together.
Yeah, and you do that, and it's fantastic through all the different programs you develop and your products and your sphere of influence. And the tenets were so beautiful and profound to me that when I started Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, I made sure that they're present in every issue. So it's something that kind of set it apart. And, the very last one is something that we are kind of working on together, right? Prevention. Prevention is the best cure. And I'm so delighted that you're, you practice that way as well. You're part of the Natural Cancer Prevention Summit to teach everyone about skin health and skin cancer prevention. I think that rates of just melanoma, for example, have like tripled since the 1970s. And, it can't just be the sun, right? Because we're under the same sun that we were under in the 70s. And so I'm excited for everyone to hear that presentation from you just about just the whole body ways to keep our skin healthy and to help prevent cancers like skin cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about that summit. When is it? And tell us a little about, tell everyone about it.
Great. So the Natural Cancer Prevention Summit is May 16th through the 23rd. It's online at thecancersummit.com. And it is 36 of the leading experts in naturopathic and preventive medicine, such as yourself, Dr. Cates, and the spa doctor. And really, like, I have a statistic that is astounding. There are 41,000 deaths, U.S. deaths from cancer in the year 1900. In 2015, 589,430. So I'm not a rocket scientist, but I did the math over and over again. That's a 1,400% increase.
Wow.
From 1900 to today. And so at this summit, the Cancer Prevention Summit, we're just discussing all the ways that the environment, our diet, lifestyle choices, our thoughts and emotions impact in an epigenetic way how we create disease, and for a long time it was the genetic model, and it's still in a lot of avenues being preached, this genetic model. But John Ventner, who was the man who first, I've got some notes here if you don't mind, but he was the first to sequence the human genome. I'd love to read a quote from him because this says it all. Human biology is actually far more complicated than we imagine. Everybody talks about the genes that they received from their mother and father for this trait or the other, but in reality, those genes have very little impact on life outcomes. Our biology is way too complicated for that and deals with hundreds of thousands of independent factors. Genes are absolutely not our fate. They can give us useful information about the increased risk of a disease, but in most cases, they will not determine the actual cause of the disease or the actual incidence of somebody getting it. I mean, this is from the man who sequenced the human genome. He is saying what naturopathic medicine has been saying for a really long time. It is your environment that impacts your health, your internal and your external environment. And that is what we delve into at the summit. There are a lot of conversations that need to be had about cancer, but I think prevention is the most important. And this summit does it in not a fear-based way, in a very empowering way.
Great. That's fantastic. I'm really excited about this summit.
Me too.
It's going to be really great. And I think it is great. It's very empowering to know that the lifestyle choices that we make are what really determine if we're going to develop chronic disease, and including cancer. It's not that it just runs in your family. Certainly, you might need to pay a little bit more attention to your lifestyle if you have these genetic predispositions. But yeah. there's so much that we can do to take our health back in our own hands. So thank you so much for putting the summit together. Really excited about that. And also thank you for doing NDNR. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that too, so people know what that is. And is it available to everyone or just doctors?
Okay, well, Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, which we call NDNR, is really a journal for doctors. So it's written by naturopathic doctors for all doctors. We have lots and lots of medical doctors and holistic nurses that read Naturopathic Doctor News and Review. It's a print journal, but there's also many articles online at ndnr.com. And so it's a little bit above the patient's head, so to say, and I'm a patient, so I don't mean that, you know, in a negative way. But we also have a site for patients, and that's The Natural Path, and that's thenatpath.com, and that's kind of more digestible for patients.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even know that you have that. That's fantastic. I love the NDNR journal, and this is one of my favorites to. You just take on the airplane with me and read, or, you know, whenever I have a moment to look at. So that's fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much for doing that. And anything else that you want to share with the audience before we go?
I just want to say that, take these tenets. You can learn more about them at ndnr.com or at thenatpath.com and see how you can apply them into your own life, because the body is just really so intricately and amazingly designed to move towards health. And there's just so much hope in that.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Razi, for your interview today. And really excited about your upcoming Cancer Prevention Summit.
I'm so excited that you're a part of it. And thank you so much for taking time to have me today.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Razi Ann Berry. To learn more about Razi, the publications and online journals that she talked about, you can go to my website, thespadoctor.com, go to the podcast page with your interview, and you'll find all the information and links there. You'll also find the information on the upcoming Cancer Prevention Summit that she mentioned and that I'm speaking on. Also, while you're on my website, I encourage you to join the Spa Doctor community or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. If you haven't done so already, I also highly recommend that you get your own customized skin profile at theskinquiz.com. It's free, and based upon the answers to just a few questions, you'll get your own customized skin profile. It's theskinquiz.com. Also, don't miss out on the latest tips on glowing skin and vibrant health. Join us on social media on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and join the conversation. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.